Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our mind. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents.
Welcome. I hope I'm being heard here. It looks like we had a little technical difficulty. This is Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for tonight's show. of the Science of Health and You. Our show is designed to provide the listening audience with an educational, informational, and basically a do-it-all-for-yourself type of concept. You know, what I mean by that is that at some point in time, the responsibility of who we are, what we are, and how we are is in our hands. And our role here on the Science of Health and You, here on IWDM Radio, is to provide you with some educational tools. We're not here to sell you anything. We're not here to try to give you something that you don't want. What we can do and what we want to do is ensure you that we will provide you with education and information that's not going to be heard anywhere in the public domain. Your doctor's not going to tell you about it. Your medical professionals in any shape, form, or fashion are not going to share this information with you. So it's a great opportunity for us to enter into a laboratory, and, or shall I say a classroom, I think that's the best way to say it, to learn all about who we are and the science of who we are, you know. And I guess we all have to come to this one conclusion that health is a science, and you as an individual who consists of 200 cell types, you as an individual who consists of 75 to 100 trillion cells is a science. Now, do we really want to deal with this science? And I know when I was going to school, I hated science. Everybody I knew, nobody wanted to go to the science class. Nobody wanted to go to the chemistry class. It was just one of those types of things that we thought were just boring. But now after all the years of being in this world, we realize that, boy, we missed out on some scientific information that could probably have made our lives a lot better than they are today. And I do know that it's how important it is after having children in my life and having family members pass away and watching what takes place in this society every day. We live in the richest country on the planet Earth. We spend more money on health care than anyone in the world, but yet we are the sickest people on the planet. Products, goods, and services that we produce, other countries don't want even us to send it over to their countries, their nations, and in their communities to have anything to do with us. So we know one thing, something is wrong with this picture, where we have our young babies, 12 and 13 years old, suffering from diabetes. We have most of our elderly people with immune systems that are dysfunctional, and we're dying from things that we truly do have a control over. We just don't know how. And that is the purpose of our show, The Science of Health and You, is to share with you educational tools, resources, information that could be a benefit to you. But more importantly, how do we sustain ourselves as a community? And, you know, and I'm not saying that African-American people are not the only ones on the line, because that would be a lie. I have some Hispanic friends and people in my workshops that I do, and some Europeans who are on the workshop that I do that's on the show tonight. I just want you guys to understand, so I'm not talking ethnicity here. I'm talking information. I'm talking about education. I'm talking about human concepts that has to do with your well-being, on being a human person. What does it look like? What does it consist of? Do we ever ask ourselves these particular questions? So tonight, we're like in the year and a half of us being on the air. We're embarking upon 2 years, and we're going to set the stage and standards. We're only going to be on for 1 hour, so just bear with us. I know it's the holiday, and a lot of people say each one, they call me up and ask would I be on. I was going to cancel the show tonight. I said, let me just come on for an hour, at least set the stage and the standards for what we're going to be doing for the next 6 months. And we're going to get back to how we got started with the program on the 11 systems of the human body. Each week, we're going to delve into a particular system that consists of who you are and what we are, and we're going to get some detailed information. We're only going to share with you the educational components, hoping the door will open up mentally. Your mental door will open up and want to ask questions about things pertaining to you. And that's the subject matter, the topic of our show is the science of health in you. So we're going to get back to some really, really basic things. We want you to get real personal with us. because we're going to get real personal with you. We're going to eliminate all the highfalutin words that come about. We're just going to talk about the things that make you sick and how your 11 sisters play an important role in why we are sick, because all of it has to do, everything we do has to do with our mental disposition. And for those of you who are on the line tonight, I just want you just to take a deep breath and relax a little bit. And I want you to concern yourself with your surroundings. What do you see in the mirror when you look at yourself? What do you see with your wife or husband? What do you see with your children? What do you see when you walk outside these doors? And what are we experiencing every day on all those things that affect our five senses? You know, the five senses are the windows to the soul. And I don't think we pay enough attention to ourselves. So these next few weeks, months that will take place, we want you to pay attention to you, because, you know, our lives are in jeopardy. As we were talking last week, we were talking about this subprime replacement system that's in place where 20 years from now, I want you to hear me really, really well. Where are we as an ethnic group going to be? Where are we as a world going to be? But more importantly, where are our children going to be? All over this world, 14 to 27 is the time or age group that everybody's paying attention to. This group of children from 14 to 27 are the ones committing 60% of the crimes in this country. 14 to 27, 60% of all the crimes in this country are being committed by that group. Now, we know for a fact that something's wrong with that picture. What is the emotional disposition of these people? What efforts have been put in place to ensure that our children are not going to jail, are not going to the cemetery, are not getting a good education? And the key here is this. We always talk about children are our future. But look at our future, 14 to 27. It's almost two generations. Where are we going? And why are we going wherever we're going? And do we really know what's really taking place, that we're affected by every time we open the door and go outside our home? Something's going on out in the environment that's not conducive for growth and development. Something's going on in our environment that's not conducive for human development. So what is our agenda today? Our agenda today is open the mics up. For those of you who are on the line, I want you to open your mic by pressing 1. And I want you to ask some questions. I want you to participate in this lab tonight. We've done a whole year and a half of talking about the human body. We've done a whole year and a half of talking about some of the resources that we use to ensure that you become a better human and be more aware of what's taking place in your life. So now it's time for you to tell us what you want to hear when you come on our show on every Tuesday. What type of information is affecting you? Or do you have arthritis? Do you have high blood pressure? Do you have kidney problems? Do you have low energy? What's happening? Your vision going away? Your capacity to think and your forgetfulness? And, you know, we hear about dementia all the time, but what really causes all these particular things, and what can we do to make sure that we don't experience these difficulties in our life? So these are the kind of questions I want you to ask, because it's happening not only to you, but it's happening to your family members. It's happening to your children. It's happening to our neighbors. And so I guess we're just going to let these things happen. We don't really care what's happening. So, you know, we just allow things to happen, just put up with it, say, you know, just the way it is. It's a new norm. Where it's not a new norm, it's abnormal.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a
All right.
Welcome.
Issue. the technology.
Welcome to
here.
IWDM.
I got it now. So, you know, we have all these different issues that are taking place in our community, and it's sad. It really is sad that we don't have the answers, or we do have the answers. We're not participating in those particular arenas where we can have an impact. So our show is designed to provide you with some of those tools so you can have the tools and resources that you need to be a better person, tools and resources that you need to be able to say what you need to say and then have scientific proof that whatever you're saying is sufficient, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know we talk a lot about food on the show. We talk about a lot of things that take place. We mentioned words that you probably, you know, take you hours to go look up and try to figure out what they're all about. And it's a study that has to take place in the process of it all. So we're going to make it simple for the rest of this year. I think it's that important that we begin to address what we know is wrong and just try to deal with it to a point where you're able to function and think and ask a particular question. So press one on your phone. We really want your participation. And I mean, I'm not going to get a long, drawn-out conversation about nothing. I want to hear from our audience. I want you to ask some questions about all the things that we talk about. Good eating habits. What can I do to make myself better? How can I begin the process even of having a good conversation with my children or my friends or our neighbors? What do we need to do? You know, how do we function? And why aren't we thinking in a manner like human beings? Because quite frankly, if you look around, we have to ask this, are we being human? Why is everybody, I hate to use the word crazy, but, you know, it's one of those, we got some mental disabilities here that we have to address. And how do you address it without hurting someone's feelings? And how do we address what's wrong with us? Because we have to accept this one fact, as we always say here on IWDM Radio, the science of health to you. If we can just admit this one thing, we'll have a great show and we're going to be okay, that none of us, are well. None of us are well. So we want to address some of those things tonight. You know, so before we get started here, I do want to give some kind of a subject matter, a topic, not for you, not for us to get into conversation tonight, because we're only going to be on 1 hour. And I do want you to know what's taking place in society today. And we talk about food a lot. We talk about the soil. We talk about what we take in and how it's affecting our minds. And we talk about the mental health and disabilities that we function under and not even knowing that we're disabled, not even knowing that we may be saying something, and to you it may sound great, but to another human being, you may sound like something that don't make any sense. Like we look at our TV, we look at the political arena, we look at the economic arena, we look at the food arena, the pharmaceutical arena. We look at all these particular facets of our community. We always talk, as Muslims, we talk about the four birds, and for non-Muslims, it's still the same effect. We talk about economics. We talk about education. We talk about politics. We talk about the cultural identity concepts and how is all that affected. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we still live in what they call an apartheid state of mind. We've heard about apartheid. What does it really mean? Do we ever ask ourselves that question? What does apartheid mean? Well, it means to separate. In separation, it means that a minority controls the majority because of the power that they know about, and they keep from you, the majority, the information that's required. And that is what the science of health in you consists of. We're a minority trying to teach the majority on how to be in control of their lives economically, educationally, politically, and socially. So as I was saying earlier, where are we going to be 20 years from now? What are those components? What does it look like to be a viable community, a viable nation of people 20 years from now, when our children from 14 to 27 are committing crimes? Our children from 14 to 27 are being diagnosed at 12 and 13 years old with type 2 diabetes. Our children from 14 to 27 can't even sit in a classroom and pay attention for more than 30 seconds. And they're supposed to build what? They're supposed to be our next engineers and doctors and lawyers. Our next carpenters and plumbers and electricians. They can't pay attention. This criminal thought process that consists of our in our communities that are taking place every day. What's going on? You know, I think we the show, when we started our program, we used to play Marvin Gaye. What's going on? We have to ask ourselves those questions. What is going on? So tonight's show is yours. We have about 45 minutes left, and I want you to press one on your phone, and I'm going to bring on my guest tonight. I just want to set the stage, and we do want to share with you what the next 6 months are going to be like on IWGM Radio. The 11 systems of the human body, why they're important. We'll be talking a lot about the food content, but see, that's really not the problem. If you understand what your systems are and what your systems need, then you'll deal with the food concept yourself, and we can talk about, you know, how to do some of the things that are essential on how to cook right, how to drink right, how to think right. All those things that come when you understand the inner workings of the human body. So with that, before I bring Abdul Shaheed on to help us answer questions, push one. I need you to push one. We don't want to be the ones giving out all the information. We don't want to be the ones talking. And that's why I take these first analog of when I come on, monologue, shall I say, and I just share with you. I'm trying to provoke thought. Anything that you want to know, you can find out. Anything that you want to know about any particular disposition, any particular disease, any mental capacity or disability, just in your conversation. If you want to change your conversation, guess what? It's something that we talk about that has a lot to do with your ability to think and process and relationship, your ability to reason and perceive. So if you know someone in your family who's sick, if you know so, I want you to hear me. If you know someone in your family who's sick with something and you don't press one and ask that question, do you really love that person like you say you love that person? Do you really concerned about that person like you say you are? When you won't even ask the question, your neighbor can't hardly get up and down the stairs. And it could be something very simple, and you won't even find out how to help and assist that individual. Our children eating food that they never should put in their mouth, and you don't want to know why your kids are thinking and acting the way they are. 14 to 27, ladies and gentlemen, you know what? Though that category could be maybe somebody in your family, your child or your grandchild. They're going to fall in that category. The statistics have already been done. 14 to 27 committing 60% of the crimes in this country, and I'm not saying anything other than the fact that we're raising criminals in our own house and don't even know it. So, ladies and gentlemen, please press one on your phone. I'm giving you an opportunity before I say the last thing I'm going to say, and I'm going to bring Abdul Shaheed on to introduce himself. And we're going to ask some questions, and the show is designed for you to ask anything that you want. But here's something that may make you push one on your phone. I know most of us have heard by now that they're making chickens in the laboratory through chicken cells. You don't want to know anything about that? You don't realize that they've been doing it all the time? They just now took the time out to tell us what they've been doing, eating cloned chickens? You know they soak chickens in ammonia, in chlorophyll, to clean them. And if that's not going to push one on your phone, I don't know what will, because you know good well we're the chicken-eating people on the planet. There's nobody eating more chicken than African-American people. Number two, if this don't get you, I don't know what will. They now have on the marketplace, and have been on the marketplace for the longest, pork-modified beef. Pork-modified beef. If you're buying hamburger meat in a packet, you eat pork. Modified beef. How do you know pork? Really? You don't, huh? And not only that, we have dyes and emulsifiers and all different types of things that are in our food that we just need to know about. And I'm not trying to say we know more than you do. I'm just trying to say we need to know these things if we plan to be here, if we plan to live. If you want to be on this planet, don't you know you better know something about what we're talking about tonight? And that's why we're here. So next time you come back next Tuesday, you bring your whole family with you, because our lives are in jeopardy. Our children are dying from things they have no business experiencing right now. So with that, my good brother, how you doing? You know, I know I'm just kind of passionate tonight about
Brother Rashid. How's it going?
I mean, my people, you know, it's scary. You know, it's not scary. We just don't realize what these people are doing to us. And I don't know who they are, and I don't know their names. All I know is big business, big pharma, big corporate people who are selling us garbage and telling us it's garbage right in our face. And we just look at, okay, Mouse, I'll buy some more. What you got now for me? Steroid chicken. What you got now for me? Dye. You know, emulsifiers, pesticides, insecticides, herbicides. Come on, I'll do it. Help me out, man. I just don't understand why the sense of urgency is not in our communities like they should be, whether it be the churches, whether it be Islamic schools, whether it be the church.
You know why, Brother Rashid. You know why. The brain is impoverished. I'm sorry. That's the answer. What this program is all about, how to nourish our brain.
Yes, sir.
We have the solution. We've been giving it for the past almost 2 years, 3 years.
Yes, sir.
Right on this program.
We got some hands raised, so just go ahead and Kirby, get to it. I want you to just kind of share a little bit about the monologue that I just gave and why that sense of urgency is there. And I know you have the same love and compassion about your people. We just have to get serious about this. And, you know, we're not going to put anybody down. We're not going to beat you up. Well, we open these doors up for you to ask the questions that you need to ask. So feel free to continue pressing one on your phone. And we're going to get some questions answered tonight about detox, if you want to talk about. I'm just throwing all these things out here for you so you can pick up whatever you want to pick up in on blood cleansing.
Absolutely.
Detox.
You laid the track, and we're gonna ride on it.
Okay, then. Abdul Shaheed, why don't you introduce yourself to the listening audience, and we're going to take the next 30 minutes or so to try to answer as many questions as we can. And we know for a fact that starting next week, we started with 11 systems from the head down. The 11 systems.
Sir.
All right.
Sound good. Well, I got to learn. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. We give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty for allowing us to be here this evening with you and for allowing our listening audience to be here with us. Brother Rashid, you laid this track, and we're going to ride on it. And here's our approach this evening. I know we don't have much time, but I want our listener just to pay close attention to what we're getting ready to say. And you have already said it, Brother Rashid. We live in the richest countries in the world, and we spend more money for health care than anyone else on the planet. Yet, people are getting sicker and sicker and sicker. We have people that are sick more than third world country. And we have all this technology, all these fancy machines. Let me share something with our listener, Brother Rashid.
We have
the U.S. president who have the best health care in the world, bar anyone, any individual. The United States president. Just imagine along with me. We have the United States presidents, and they have the best health care that money can buy. Would you agree with me, Brother Rashid?
Oh, yes. I would agree with you on that.
Their doctors are more qualified, and the schools they went to qualified them more than your doctor. Would you agree with that statement?
Yes, sir.
So the U.S. citizens are paying good money to take care of the U.S. president, correct?
That's right.
And we spend a lot of money, and they have the best care. They're able to get the best care. But what I'd like to share to this evening with our listener, I have chosen 7 U.S. presidents and their cause of death, Brother Rashid.
Okay.
I'm going to demonstrate that we're on our own. Even with the best doctors in this country taking care of the U.S. president, the president of the United States of America, that spend a lot of money for these doctors, and they're going to big-time school to become what they are, to become experts, to become experts. And we're going to share just quickly seven U.S. presidents and their cause of death. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the current president and some symptoms that he has and how they are treating them. Just to make a point. And the point is, brothers and sisters, we own our own. Nobody's going to save us. We must get more knowledgeable of how to live on this planet. We must understand what we have, what the Almighty has blessed us with. No more, no less. We have all of the answers to solve every problem inside of us. They're in our genes. Every question can be answered. We're looking for an answer outside of us when the answer is inside of us. They're inside the genes, the nucleus of our cells. Brother Rashid, the cells are in charge. It is the unit of life. And these doctors that the U.S. citizens spend so much money on to take care of the U.S. president, they do not understand the cells. They don't study the cell. They study symptoms as the disease. The cell, it is the unit, the structure of life that produce all our brain essential, body essential, cell essential. This is very simple to understand. If we learn to take care of the cell will take care of us. And this is what symptomatic science is all about. Now, let's take a quick look at the first president, the so-called first president of the United States. And this is the 4th of July. Let's talk about the president, the leaders of the United States of America, and how these past presidents have died, their cause of death. You have any idea what the cause of death of Washington, George Washington, the so-called first president?
I don't.
You say you don't?
I do not, no.
Okay. After serving two terms, George Washington retired to his estate at Mount Vernon in 1797. 2 years later, in his retirement, he caught a cold, the common cold, and he couldn't shake it. So he died of a recurring sore throat. How simple is that? And he had the best doctor during that time. He had the best doctor. Brother Rashid, from what you know about symptomatology, you could have cured the doctor. You could have cured the president from what you know about symptomatology already.
Yes,
you could have cured the so-so. You could have recommended the formula A16B, and that would have been it. And you could have explained to him what rules that he violated. He kept violating a certain rule. That's
right.
Why he had the sore throat reoccurring. And it was the pH rule, Brother Rashid. His doctor didn't know anything about the pH rule. So Streptococcus was upset. So he came out and wreaked havoc. He released about 8 or 9 or 12 of his arsenic, which are toxic, and they act like enzymes. That's what killed him, Streptococcus, because he had violated the pH rule. They teach this information, this knowledge, at the American School of Symptometry. I'm going to go down the line. We have chosen 7 U.S. presidents and their cause of death. This is in the history books, his cause of death. And here's what his doctor recommended for him to do. First of all, they did bloodletting. You know, bloodletting went on in this country, in the world, matter of fact, for 700 years before they finally stopped it. When a person got sick, they know something was in the blood. Yeah, and sometimes it talks about dirty blood. Concretion, poison, toxin are circulating in our blood. We have to remove them. But their method of removing them was to cut somebody and let the 5 liters of blood to flow out of their body. Because they had a concept that if a person is sick, it's because of the dirty blood. So they would do bloodletting. That's what the first thing they tried for the President George Washington. Of course, that didn't help him. They did glycerin. They gave him some concoction to gargle his throat with, and that concoction was composed of molasses, vinegar, and butter. And Symptomatry would not have recommended any of those. Make matter worse. So on December 14, 1799, he died, passed away, reoccurring sore throat. Amazing. The next president we want to share some information on. And I hope our listeners, the listeners we have, I hope they're paying attention, because I'm making a point here. We have the knowledge that could have cured every one of these presidents. Everyone. Even Brother Rashid could have given them recommendation and good advice that would have saved their life. But they had the best health care. They had the best doctors during that time as well as they do today.
Mm-hmm.
The next president, Brother Rashid, is Franklin Pierce. You know who he died of?
Here. What were you doing?
Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir, I'm right here.
The next president is Franklin Pierce. Do you know what he died of?
No, sir, I don't.
He died of liver cirrhosis.
Mm.
That's what he died of, liver cirrhosis. You know, Dr. Norton had liver cirrhosis, and the doctor gave up on him, told him nothing that they can do. They washed their hand of him, and he was not ready to die. So he started studying, started looking at food, studying the science, and he cured his own cirrhosis of the liver. Every part of our body depends on a healthy liver.
Absolutely.
Franklin Pierce died of liver cirrhosis at 4:35 a.m. on a Friday, October 8, 1869. He was age 64 years old. His doctor could not help him. You know what produced his liver cirrhosis, Brother Rashid?
What's that?
He drank alcohol. He was a drunk and the president of the United States. Why they couldn't stop him from drinking alcohol? Why nobody recommended, hey, brother, you need to stop drinking? You're the president.
Right.
He ended up with cirrhosis of the liver. I'm making a point here, Brother Rashid.
I understand.
And that point is that we're on our own. Nobody's coming to save us. None of the doctors are going to save us. We already have the necessary information to save ourselves. The next doctor, Dwight D. Eisenhower. I wish we can ask our listeners, do they know what these presidents died of? What were their cause of death? And some of them been listening long enough to us speak, Brother Rashid. They can give these people the solution. Right now,
right.
Today, how to save these presidents' life. What could have happened? What they could have done? Here's what President Dwight D. Eisenhower died of. He died of congestive heart failure. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, sir.
You know what congestive heart failure is? It's a heart that got weaker and weaker and weaker. And what is the heart? It's all muscle. So what does it need to be strengthened? It needs the 8 muscle protein that we talk about all the time.
Right.
If you don't supply the 8 muscle protein to the cell, the ingredient to produce them, then the person's heart will get weaker and weaker and weaker. And they'll end up dying from congested heart failure. This is exactly what happened to President Eisenhower. He had the best doctor. He was hospitalized at Walter Reed Army Medical Center at the age of 78. And he stayed in the hospital for a while there. But they couldn't figure out what was going on. So he had a heart problem. His cardiology could not figure it out. They could not. They have no way, even today, Brother Rashid, to strengthen the heart. No drugs and no surgery will strengthen our heart. And the heart is made of all muscle. So the common sense would be that you strengthen it by producing the 8 muscle protein. That syntomagen knows how to do. And we have a school set up to teach us how to do these things. But we have people that don't even want to go to school to learn. And we wonder what's happened to us. Now, what we allow to happen to us because we don't have no knowledge. And basically, we're ignorant of what's going on. Because you have to be knowledgeable, Brother Rashid. This is the point. I'm going to have to take the gloves off. Because we got to wake up. Nobody's going to save us. We must become knowledgeable to save ourselves. And the Almighty, we can't blame God because he put everything inside of us to cure every disease. It's already inside of us. So Dwight D. Eisenhower died of failure. And as we go along, we're going to talk more in details about their symptoms and what and the signs that people experience these same diseases and die from these same diseases. And we're talking about at the beginning of the country, when the country was founded.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still dying of the same diseases, Brother Rashid. What's happened with the progress? We're supposed to be so progressive here in the United States of America. People are still dying from these same diseases that George Washington died of. And we're not asking the question, what's happening? And they have the best money for research. And they have the best doctors, so-called. Well, we're going to give a couple more. President Richard Nixon, more modern time, the 37th president of the United States. What do you think he died of, Brother Rashid?
I think he had heart failure, didn't he?
No, he suffered a stroke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he had a stroke, and he lasted 4 days. He at the age of 81.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened to him. He had a stroke. It's absolutely amazing. You know, sometimes they have recommendations for the food that person should be eating, the oil that they should be cooking with, so they do not produce plaque, blockages, the two types of stroke, blockages and hemorrhages. In both of them, if you cook with the wrong oil, eat the wrong food, then it compromises the blood vessels. The blood vessels, the veins, the capillaries, will become fragile because lipid peroxide caused them to become fragile. This is the kind of knowledge being taught at the American School of Symptometry. But he died of a stroke 4 days later. Four days later after having one. And we have the knowledge. You can go to American School of Symptometry website right now, and I'm on it right now, and we have article there about strokes.
Sure.
Understanding strokes, Dr. Rashid.
I know.
And anyone can go there and read it and figure out what happened to President Nixon and could have prevented the stroke. Prevention. Most diseases that we're talking about here with these presidents could have been prevented. Even at the cirrhosis of the liver, where we have particulates that would help that could have helped the president to stop drinking alcohol. You had that addiction to alcohol. We can cure the addiction, so the person would never have to get cirrhosis of the liver. So the next president, Brother Rashid, we're going to finish with this, so people have time to ask some questions. Our next president, Ronald Reagan. What did he die of? I'd like to ask some of the listeners, especially those that live out in California.
We have one California person on. Raise your hand if you know the answer to that question.
Yeah, let them ask the question. They can give us the answer to how President Reagan died.
I got a text.
What was his cause of death?
It is Alzheimer's.
Yes, absolutely right. He died of Alzheimer's. And I'm looking at this article right on the Symptometry website right now, Understanding Alzheimer's and What to Do. Mm-hmm. He had the best doctor in the world, and he had Alzheimer's. You know, he could not produce that acetylcholine, that neurotransmitter. So he started out with forgetfulness, dementia, and senile. And it progressed to full-blown Alzheimer's. When the brain just literally disintegrates, Brother Rashid, because the person have stopped nourishing the brain because of all the blockage, the toxic matter, the poison, the food that the person ate, the air the person breathed. But these are the U.S. president I'm talking about. They're supposed to have the best condition, the best health care, the best food, the best of everything. People are waiting on them hand and feet. They're not doing anything on their own, by themselves. They've been driven around everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And look how they end up dying.
Right.
With the best
doctors. Right.
And the best health care.
Suppose.
This is just a little research that we did. Just a little research.
Mm-hmm.
So just imagine that I'm not going to call your doctor mediocre, but I know he doesn't have the qualification and the credential as a U.S. president doctor, would you think?
That's right.
We're going to have to start thinking here, people. If we want to continue to live on this planet and be in charge of our own life.
Right.
This is what we're going to do. We're going to stop being children and become adults and start making adult decisions. But in order to do that, Brother Rashid, we have to be producing serotonin, acetylcholine, norepinephrine, endorphin, and all those other neurotransmitters. We have to start producing them. And the only way you can do that is to nourish the brain. You must know what it takes to nourish our brain. And there's a couple of other puzzles I want to go through, and then we'll be finished with this. And I hope we're making our point. Gerald Ford, I hope we have somebody on the air that can tell us the cause of death for President Gerald Ford. He was the 38th president of the United States. He died at his home in California. Yeah, another California president. Okay. He died of cerebral vascular disease, osteoporosis, plaque, filling up his artery, veins, capillaries. Cyntamidin would have helped him to modify his diet, modified lifestyle, and given him the particulate to remove plaque from the arteries, subatomic particles to remove the plaque. I don't care how many surgeries you're given, the plaque will still be there. Surgery do not remove plaque, nor drugs. Now, what are you going to do? You're going to end up dying. And that's what happened to people today, Brother Rashid, because they're eating chaotically. You already mentioned about the food. But you would think the president able to eat the best food. It doesn't matter what food you're eating. You can eat the best food, you have a problem. You can eat the worst food, you have a problem. There's repair and maintenance that the person, the individual, must be responsible for doing. You must always be removing blood impurity. I don't care what kind of food you eat. All food we eat produces debris. Why? Because it's going to be reduced to glucose. And glucose must be burnt. Combustion of glucose, that's where the cell get energy from. And when you see something burning, Brother Rashid, a house burning, you see all the debris being thrown off from that burning. And that's what happened in our body. If we don't remove the debris, it's going to block things. And we've been talking about this and talking about this, and people still don't get it. Maybe you'll get it after tonight. We burn glucose for energy. Our cells, within our cells, called the mitochondria. That's what it does. The starchy food, the sugar food that we eat is reduced to glucose. And it's burned. Combustion takes place within the cell. So you can imagine all of that debris from the combustion. Then we have salt in our blood that produce more debris in our blood. We have to be responsible for removing the debris because we have to eat food. Food is a double-edged sword. It cuts both ways. If you don't eat food, you're going to die of starvation. If you eat food, you're going to be sick. Now, what are you going to do? You're going to have to use your brain and figure out the solution. And St. Thomas has already done that for us. All we have to do now is implement and apply the solution. We must always be removing the blood impurities. We must always be ionizing the debris. So that's what he died from. And the final president, George H.W. Bush, 41st president of the United States of America. What did he die of, Brother Rashid? Somebody on the phone, they should be able to tell me. This has not been that long ago, what he died from.
No hands were raised on that one.
Okay. He died of Parkinson's disease, the same disease that our brother Muhammad Ali died from.
Yes.
And I'm looking at an article right now on the website, American School of Symptometry website, Understanding the Parkinson's Disease. It's curable. But he had the best doctors, and he died from it. Give me a break. Brother and sister, we can't wait on these people to save us. You can keep taking their recommendation if you want to, but I've already changed my paradigm, my way of thinking. Their doctors know better than the doctors you have. But we pay all this money for health care in the United States. Brother Rashid already pointed that out. And look what happens. Died of Parkinson's disease? I could cure Parkinson's disease. I can work with the person, modify their diet, modify their lifestyle, give them the particles and the molecules that's needed for them. And Parkinson's disease is true. It's the electrical disconnect between the nerves and the brain. Produce neurons, nourish the nerves, modify their diet. It's that simple, Brother Rashid.
I understand.
We have all of the procedures and everything that must be done to reverse all of these conditions. And in each case of these presidents that died, we have an article explaining what happened to them and the mistakes that were made. What else can we do? What else can we do? Yeah, we need allopathic doctors for emergency, for trauma, for doing tests. But on a daily basis, we need to have knowledge of how to take care of our own body. That's what we need. So I went through 7 U.S. presidents who have the best health care in the world. Do you have the health care they have? No, you don't. Now, what are you going to do? Do you have the doctor that they have? No, you don't. Now, what are you going to do? Brother Rashid, we've been messing around for 2 or 3 years almost on this platform, and people still wonder, do we know what we're talking about? I hope we have dispelled the myth. We do know what we're talking about, and we help people every day, Brother Rashid, to reverse all kinds of conditions. Some of these conditions are more complicated than these presidents' condition.
Right.
But our condition is mental illness. Why? Because nobody knows how to nourish the brain. I can tell you what 3 things it takes to nourish the brain right now today. If you start doing it, your brain will start functioning better. it will stop shrinking. Our brain must have glucose. It must have iodine. It must have thermal energy. Stop eating cold food. Stop eating ice cream. Stop eating and drinking soda with ice in it. You cause the atom inside of you, the ion inside of you, to coalesce rather than to collide and explode to produce energy. You go through all that glucose combustion, and you're still eating the wrong way. And we have microbes inside of us called streptococcus that are going to eat our brain. So cause the brain to shrink. Everyone who died of Alzheimer, when they do the autopsy on them, they figure out the brain has shrunk. That's why they have Alzheimer's, a shrunken brain. I should not have to say anything else, Brother Rashid. People should be lining up to become students at the American School of Symptometry and become inclined to figure out how to reverse their condition. Go on the website and start doing these things. We must apply the information. Symptomatic science is applied therapeutic science. Must be applied in order to benefit. Now, you can come here and come here week after week after week and listen to us, but you don't modify your diet. You don't figure out how to use particulates and get some and how to use molecules that's properly combined to take care of your cell so the cell can take care of you. You are wasting your time. I don't know what else I can say, Brother Rashid.
Sure. Well, you see,
but I know symptomology is getting ready to take off on another level. It's very affordable to become students. It's very affordable to use these products. It's getting ready to take off on another level. It's getting ready to open up, Brother Rashid, so people all over the world will get this knowledge that we have at the American School of Symptomology, those who wants it.
Right.
Now, our people are prime candidates in the best position to take advantage of this information, this knowledge, this new knowledge, so they'll be in charge of our own health, because nobody's coming to save us. We're going to have to become knowledgeable, gain more information about things in this world. That's why we're stuck where we are. And I hope people are not upset with me, because we just have to get with it. We have to start applying the information. You just can't keep sitting and listening and not doing anything with it. There are going to be people that are going to come here to this school, and they're going to run away with this. They're going to set up businesses, and people are going to start coming to them. We have an opportunity to set up businesses all over this country, Brother Rashid, and cure people, become the healers, facilitators. But we still feel it farting around, thinking somebody's going to come with the answer and save us. No, we're going to have to save ourselves on every level. Nobody is going to do anything for us. They're already proving it. You think you're going to stop here? No. Everything that we benefited from in this country, if we don't wake up, it'll all be gone tomorrow. And what are our children going to do? How would they look at us, Brother Rashid?
Mm-hmm.
Our brain is a tool for us to solve our problem. If we don't take care of it, no problem solving would take place. So, Brother Rashid, I know I said a whole lot in that short period of time, but I hope I made my point tonight. And for people who have any questions, we have a few minutes to address them. Thank you.
Okay. No problem. We're going to take a few hands that are raised here currently, and if you have any questions, I know a couple of people have their hands been raised for a minute. So whatever your question is, just, you know, feel free to, I'm going to give you the time, you know, even though the program is for an hour, we're going to basically, you know, allow you the opportunity to get all your questions completely answered, so you don't have to rush, and we have some extra time here. So we have 773-449. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Amir.
How you doing?
I'm alhamdulillah. I'm doing just great. Thank you, Brother Rashid, for such a beautiful, informative program. Thank you, Dr. Rashid, for what you're sharing with us to give, so we can, as a brother used to say, we want our life back. Brother Ruben,
absolutely. Thank you.
So what you're giving us is, Lord, bless you to give us, will give us our life back. I know early on I had my hand, I don't know why something was going on, but when Rashid first opened up, he was asking us what we wanted to hear on the show, and I have a list of things, but I won't go over tonight because for the sake of time, but I hope
you have the time.
If I can do it next week, I want to give some other people opportunity to speak, but I just want to say what you shared with us tonight, Dr. Rashid, is so imperative. It's so imperative. And I'm glad that you went over the information about the presidents and how they died, because sometimes it can just be a simple solution. And what we don't know. If we did, we'll make
absolutely
a difference. So I just want to say thank you. Maybe Brother Rashid gives that other opportunity next week.
I jotted down
several things that I thought was very very important. Address the issue that bring to consciousness for us, and then how we can, you know, we can look for solutions.
Move forward. We have
solutions
to move forward.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So thank you, both of you all, very much. May Allah continue to bless you.
Continue to listen, and we look forward to you sharing that other information on next week. We look forward to it.
Yes,
so if you want to text that to us, feel free. We can have an open discussion about it. It's up to you, so we can be on point. But we're looking forward to beginning the process, starting all over again. We're simple. We're going to be real, really simple, starting from the head down to the toe, the 11 systems, the 200 cell
We're going to make it plain, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir. I've learned so much from it. You know, I never looked at myself. I never looked at ourselves as being a part of something, you know, being part and parcel of integration and interrelated concepts that make us who we are, and one of them being out of whack can cause others to dysfunction improperly. And I tell you, just something, we just have to take our time and pay attention to ourselves, and that's what it's all about. We're so overwhelmed with what goes on in the world, and then our brains are not functioning correctly, so therefore, you know, we really become dysfunctional in a way, you know, and
absolutely,
we don't even realize
this is the point, because this is the case.
Yeah, and it hurts. It just hurts to see people. You look in their eyes and you can see that I don't know. You know, the word is sitting right there in your face. I don't know what's going on. I'm just here. So that's our role.
Absolutely.
That's our job. And that's why we started the show, to begin to provide the education that's essential and necessary for the development, not only of ourselves, that we can pass this down to our children, our grandchildren.
That's what we must do, Brother Rashid. Absolutely. That's what we got
to
do.
Yes, sir. So we're going
to
take one
down to them if we don't be doing it. If they don't see us doing it, if they don't see us implementing this and using it and applying it, they're not going to listen to what we say.
Yeah. So we have 111-111. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam, Sister Amina. How you doing?
Yes, how are you all this evening? Yes, I just want to say that I am one who is gung-ho for this knowledge.
Yes.
I'm one that's planning to come on board, and I just want to say this because I know there may be others that are in the same situation as me. It's just that I'm on a fixed income, and I cannot, even though you say it's affordable, For some people, it may be affordable, the tuition and all of that. But those of us that are very low income, it is not affordable. We would have to get a scholarship or something, you know, borrow money from somewhere. And I don't want to be in debt or get a loan out from anybody the way this economy is. But I'm planning to come on board. I'm one that's planning to come on board.
We need you to come on board.
Yes, sir.
You have all of the energy, the desire.
Yes, sir.
All these things you have inside of you. You have much of the knowledge already inside of you that must be expressed.
Yes,
so
sir.
We're going to have to find a solution as far as the money is concerned.
Yes, sir.
That's what I was putting out there.
All you need is the desire.
If Allah bless her with the desire, he can bless her with the money.
Because I already have it. You know that. Much as I call him, you know.
Because we have to help our people now. And this is the time to do it. Because
and I'm ready to do it. I'm just looking at a way where I can actually.
Yes.
Yes.
So we just have to put our mind to it and think on it and come up with a solution. It's just that simple.
Yes.
No more excuses would be accepted. That's what Allah said. No excuse. We have to come up with a way to do what we need to do. And there are ways.
Now, we got to make sure we we do have some programs and people in our community who do financial education on how to readjust and rearrange your financial picture. And you begin to come up with a systematic plan that you can put $25 here, $25 there. Next thing you know, you got what you need. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a matter of structure. We have to restructure our life. You know, I'm a financial person. You know, that's what I do with our young people. I teach what I call financial empowerment. And, you know, sometimes we know what that income circle is. It's fixed. Guess what? You can increase that income circle by using some tools and some understandings and some concepts that
Absolutely.
Come into play. So sometimes we'll make that happen. So feel free. And now we don't want to limit ourselves just to the science of health and you. We do have other opportunities, other resources that are available to us that we can share with you if you're really serious or sincere about it. You know, those days are here. But if we don't
Absolutely.
Open our mouths you're doing tonight and sharing. Look, you said, look, I'm fixed here, man. Help me out.
Yeah. Well, I'm ready. Yeah. Okay. I'll be contacting you again soon then about that.
All
and
right,
I
then.
And my
Talk
thing
to you.
Is I'm already ready because, you know, I still have a keen interest in the medical field, and I want to go further. And this is the opportunity
to go further
because this knowledge is nowhere.
Nope. Absolutely.
You're right.
There's nowhere that this knowledge
that.
Is.
We demonstrated that.
Yes.
Yeah. You know,
I'm at the point of saying this too, you know, other people shouldn't come and take over. We need to be at the forefront.
We need to be there so we can regulate. That's why we exist here.
Exactly.
That's why we're blessed to be in the position that we're in. We are the regulator now. Put things back like it's supposed to be. Things are topsy-turvy. The upside down.
And I'm gonna hang up. But I had one question I wanted to put a rhetorical question out there about knowledge. What I wanted to ask, because I know we have some very good thinkers and philosophers and, you know, knowledgeable people in our community. We really do.
Yes, we do.
And what I was going to ask is, we've had, I'm one that's always researching, as you know. I'm always looking at history. I'm always looking at, you know, how can I apply what knowledge I hear and read about and research about that of things that happened in the past to cause our social decline in the past. You know, how can we apply what we have now into the future to reverse everything and put us as a people back on top? And one of the things I know is education, but what I wanted to say is I've looked at the history of mental health in this country.
Yeah.
I'm very fixated on that. And at what point did it, because, you know, the, what I don't like and what gets me very irritated is that Caucasian people have been experimenting on us for years, for centuries. Why can't we reverse what they've done, you know, as far as their mental health is a disaster? Their mental health system, I'll put it this way, is a disaster, has been a disaster for us. It's not worked. So how can we reverse that? And I'll hang up and
yes.
listen. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Amino. And we've been talking about it all the time at the American School of St. Thomas to come and learn and get this knowledge on how to nourish the brain. That's how you start. You start by changing your diet, modifying your diet. Nobody's forcing us to eat anything. Now, we choose to eat these things because we don't know better. We gain better knowledge and information. There are especially the courses at the American School of St. Thomas, and one of them is mental and behavioral disorder. That's a class, a specialist. You can become a specialist in this area, mental and behavioral disorder. This is what we have to do, gain more knowledge. And the knowledge is here today, now, as we speak. We're looking for people to come and learn this and start applying this information. We don't have to wait and sit on these people to take care of us. No one is coming to take care of us. We have to become knowledgeable. This is what Imam Muhammad said. May Allah be pleased with all of his excellent work. We have to become more knowledgeable. That's what he wanted for us to do. Learn from the cradle to the grave. Never stop learning. Keep an open mind and an open heart. We've closed our mind to learning. Somebody going to come and give us information and make us apply it? We can't make anyone to change their diet. We can't make them. They have to want to. This is how it starts. You have to want to do better. But now we have a great opportunity with a new science to change our thinking and to nourish our brain and modify our diet, and we'll be on top of the world because most people are dying from what they're eating. And they don't have a clue. Until we start applying the information that we've been that we're sharing on this program for 2 years nearly, we have to start doing. That is our problem. We have much knowledge and information inside of us. We went through all of the schools and everything, but we don't know how to apply the information. Application is what's failing us. Now we need to nourish our brain, know how to do it, and become good at it. Remove the neurofibrillary plaque from our brain, produce the neurotransmitter that's needed, and we become the best applier of knowledge. That's why health has to become the priority. Our optimal health must be our priority. We can go and do everything else and figure it out, but it's not going to work until our brain is optimized. Optimal health.
Okay.
That's key.
All right. All right, we know we always know we need 2 or 3 hours, you know, to say what we have to say.
It's just so serious. So many problems, Brother Rashid. It took 3 hours just to get started.
Yeah. And the fact that our brains are so in such a state of disarray, you know, TMI comes into play. You know, with the kids, they too much patience. They can't process it. But we just want to make sure that you understand why we're here every Tuesday, and we are going to advance what we do. And I think if most of us take the initiative to bring somebody else to the line with them, like last week we had two husband and wife teams as well. It was one phone number, but it was four people. I mean, it was two phone numbers, but it was four people. So we have to reach out and be able to share this information with others. But more importantly, as Abdul Shaseed, we have to make sure that we apply it in our own personal lives. So before we get out the line here, we want to make sure that if anybody is on who had a question, who wanted to ask a question, please feel free to press 1 on your phone. Get your question answered or if you had a comment that you wanted to make and to share information with us, feel free to press 1 on your phone because this is your show. We don't want to be the ones who dominate the conversation, but we do have information that can help us be better at what we do. So, like I said before, we always start off provoking thought. We always start off with sharing information with you that you don't know, that you may have an opportunity to ask a question, but the whole key is that you are encouraged to ask a question about you know somebody you know. Any one of us is on this line, whether it be on the internet, whether it be on the in the queue at this particular point in time, you know somebody. I mean, I can count 15 people, I mean, just off the top of my head right now, who are suffering from things, and Abdul gets sick of me calling him, asking questions about stuff like that. These people don't have courtesy not to even come up and ask him himself, well, what about this? Why are you asking me? You know, I can guide you to it, and I can take you to the website. I can tell you who to call. I can tell you these things, but I'm not the one. You know, my job is to deliver this information to you, and if you see a way to help you and get the answers. You know, so I do start with the website. I always tell people to read about it, because whatever you got, 9 times out of 10, it's on the amsos.org website.
Absolutely. It's already there. Explain it to you.
Yeah. And so if we don't want to read, we want somebody to answer the question. I had one brother, well, what did you think about this? Look, go read about it yourself. Don't listen to me. You know, get it right from the horse's mouth, scientifically unadulterated truth and facts and
figures
that you can. And you can just print it out and then do your research like I do. I can't get off the website. It's just so much information there, and I have such a concern in my children's life and my grandchildren's life.
Absolutely.
That's my job. My grandbabies, you know, where are they going to be 20 years from now? Are they going to be around? What kind of condition they're going to be in? What kind of state they're going to be in? And they don't know anything about what we know, that these Europeans have basically – destroyed the soil. These Europeans don't know anything about whole food. Everything is manufactured, falsified. Everything, nothing is real anymore. So if we're not eating real food, how do we clean ourselves? How do we detox ourselves?
How do we nourish ourselves?
Yes, 60%. No, wait a minute. Let me just get this right. I'm looking at the article right here. 70%. Of all the food,
amazing,
it's processed food.
That
you
means garbage. Garbage. Once you eat
food.
It, it's turned into garbage.
Yeah, and here's the thing that gets me, brother. I was talking to the brother the other day. I haven't been to the bathroom in 3 days. What? You haven't had a bowel movement in 3 days. So if I'm eating food, that means that it's rotting and it's fermenting.
Yes, and producing more toxic.
And that toxicity is in my blood, and that blood is going through all my organs. Do you know, old saying go, you're full of.
Yes.
and you're full of it. And you don't even know why you're mad. You don't even know why you,
absolutely,
your personality.
Why
you're
angry. Why you can't think. Why you can't, your life won't get better. All they have to do is dial the number, come to symptometry, and get what they need.
Yes, sir. So we're going to
remove the constipation. Remove whatever is bothering you.
Yes, yes, yes. So we're going to make sure that I'm just trying to get you guys ready for next week. Please don't come back by yourself. Bring someone with you because we're talking about the science of health and you. We're talking about you. We talk about our lives. We talk about our children's lives, our community lives. You know, and I'm not sitting here acting like, it's all by African-American people because the whole world is screwed up.
The whole world is messed up, but we can get ourselves together because we've been messed up for a long time, Brother Rashid. Now, we should be the first one to get straightened out. Why would we allow other people to jump over us and let them get straightened out, and we still be under their control?
That's right. So, praise God, we're going to close out our show tonight, and we're going to allow Brother Abdul to give us his closing remarks, and we're going to call it a day. Look forward to seeing you next Tuesday. And we do have, a continuation of programs on IWDM and, on Wednesday, on Thursday, and Friday. The same number. It's the exact same number. You can call in at the same time period on Wednesday and hear the Family Reconstruction Learning Lab and MGM Roundtable. On Thursday, you can have the Parenting excuse me, you can have the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. We do have Juma Prayer on Fridays here. And on Sundays, the longest program on IWM Radio's Words Make People, which is so important, that you can listen to on Sunday. That comes on at 12 o'clock Central Time, 1 o'clock Eastern Time. And on Monday at 5 o'clock, we have community-based Al-Islam education and information. You know where we are on Tuesday, every single Tuesday. So put this on your calendar. Prepare to come back next week. Go on the website. Study. So when you come back next week, you're full of information, full of knowledge, and asking questions that may apply to your life and your children's life and your grandchildren's life, your neighbor's life, your friend's life, your relative's life. You could be an impacted. You could be a messenger. A phenomenal information that could change people's lives. So with that, Abdul Shaheed, you want to give us your closing remarks.
Yes, sir. We certainly appreciate working with you this evening, Brother Rashid. I hope we impact some people to get them to be more interested in what we're saying here, to gain the knowledge and begin to apply the information. It means nothing if we don't apply it. We just like to simply say, if you go to the website, click on courses, you see the information there. There are foundational courses you can take at the American School of Sometimes. And then you want to go further, you can get a bachelor's degree. You can also get a master's degree. And you can get a doctorate degree, several of them. And then once you get a bachelor's degree, there are specialty courses that's offered to you, places where you can become a specialist. You can specialize in several areas, such as pregnancy management and postpartum care. People are dying during pregnancy, Brother Rashid. We can solve these problems. Mental and behavior disorder, we can solve these problems. Sleep disorder. Now, President Biden, he has sleep apnea, and they have him using a CPAP machine. That would never cure sleep apnea. Sometimes they have the method to cure sleep apnea, you know. But he has the best doctor. We're spending all that money for those doctors. And they do absolutely nothing but treat symptoms. I don't care what school they went to. This is how it ends up. It's absolutely amazing. We have area that specialize in neuromuscular and joint disorder. People have arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis. We have solution here. We have spinal and bone disorder and prevention, cardiac and renal disorder and prevention. These are courses offered at the American School of Symptometry. Oral and dental care. From symptometrist perspective, eye care, skin care, liver care, athletes' health of the athlete. We have all these African-American athletes, and they go to these doctors, and they still don't get better. Now they have a place they can go to, brother and sister, and we can be the specialists to take care of them, take care of our own people. We have gastrointestinal care, endocrine care, the care of all of our glands, but making sure we're producing the hormone that we need to be producing to keep things in balance. Female health care is a whole new area, Brother Rashid. Female health care. Come here and become a specialist in this area so we can help our sister have a place to go. Culinary specialization in scientific cooking, eating, and living. We need to learn, and we can become instructor on teaching people how to cook scientifically, how to eat scientifically, reverse many diseases, and prevent many diseases if we just learn how to do this. And how to live scientifically on this planet. We have a course at the American School of Symptometry in addiction and substance abuse intervention. We keep going to the wrong people, and you think they're going to cure us of addiction? No, we'll be addicted to more stuff when they finish with us. We can cure our own addiction. Every addiction can be cured. We go to the source. We already know what it is at the American School of Symptometry. What more can we say, Brother Rashid? We encourage people to go there. The website is amsos.org, and if you have a problem navigating it, if you need more information, give us a call, 678-572-7269. That number again, 678-572-7269. You may also send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com, and Shaheed is spelled S-H-A-H-E-E-D. Brothers and sisters, we also have a program that comes on Monday. Yesterday we had the program on called Optimal Health on AM360, and most of you are familiar with that platform. Every Monday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., we have this program. Please join us. Bring someone with you. You can join us by dialing 515
605-9891 or 425-292-4253. You can also join by the website, am360.org. We have a program on the weekend, on Saturday and Sunday morning, called Morning Tallying, 2 hours from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Please join us. You can simply join us by dialing this number, 267-876-3648. And the passcode is 289-2322#. You can get a free Compass Call account, and you can see us as we explain Optimal Health. You'll be able to see us. Get the website, download the app, and you'll be able to see us. And we can talk back and forth, and we have question time as well, question session as well. Please join us and get more engaged with your own health. Learn what you have to do and begin to figure out how to apply it. We have a school that can teach you all of these things. Every disease is curable, but it's up to the person that has it. Brother Rashid, we certainly appreciate the opportunity to work with you every Tuesday, and we look forward to our next episode of Science and Health in You.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, and we look forward to getting back again on next Tuesday. So let us think about what's being said tonight. Let us, you know, call our friends and our relatives, and those of you who get my emails or my texts, please forward those to someone else. And those of you who don't have the apparatus for your phone where your service provider may want to charge you money to get on the queue, we click on that link that I send you. See, it's a short link. On that link, you can listen to the show live on the internet. And you can't ask any questions, but you have to text me the question, but you can hear the show. There's no excuse for not to be able to hear the show. And thank you so much for being with us tonight. And we look forward to seeing you next week. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, look, thank you.
Mm-hmm.